This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Packaging, the stuff that all the stuff that we buy comes wrapped in, is a $900 billion a year industry worldwide. And like many in industry this past year, packaging has had some challenges as more of us got stuff delivered to our porches instead of picking it up in person inside stores or restaurants. So a couple of 3 minutes now on packaging and its short to medium term future. Matt Reynolds is the editor of a packaging industry trade publication called Packaging World. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
I wonder if you find people paying more attention to packaging, both, you know, how it looks when it shows up on your doorstep, but also, you know, some of the not greats. I mean, I personally, I can't tell you how many cardboard boxes from Amazon we've recycled in the past 12 months, right? It's a mountain of stuff.
That's exactly what people are noticing. And I would say, yeah, cardboard has increased based on, you know, the single unit size. But there's a mountain of packaging that exists in retail and food service as well. It's just hidden behind, you know, in the back room. And, you know, these consumer doesn't see that. Well, I think I was watching a commercial. It might have been an insurance commercial the other day where they have the strongest man in the world breaking down boxes for somebody. So it's kind of it's captured the zeitgeist a little bit in that people are aware of packaging. And as such, they're asking brands to be more aware of it and, you know, address sustainability as a function not only of the product contained in the container, but of the container itself.
I wonder if packaging is an industry ripe for disruption. How might that play out? Just spitball that for me.
Yeah, well, a lot's going on. People are, we've all had the experience of ordering one toothbrush that comes in a box that could hold 20 toothbrushes. And I know Amazon is working right now quite hard to address this, that there's an acronym, sorry, this is industry lingo, but it's called SIOC, and the acronym stands for Ships in Own Container. The first splash actually happened before the pandemic. And that was Procter & Gamble that came out with the Tide EcoBox.
So I don't, yeah. Sorry, just to drill into this SIOC thing for a little while. So I don't have to open up a box to get my box of whatever it is. Just the container that it is contained in is the shipping container as well.
Exactly. So basically what was happening is a brand was creating, whatever it might be, Tide, for a retail shelf. And then if somebody wanted to use that in the e-com channel, well, then you take that item that's been optimized for a retail shelf, and then you have to figure out a way to put it in a three-dimensional square box and get that to somebody without leakage, without, you know, any breakage or anything like that. So what we're seeing brands do with SIOC is to optimize a second set of packages, not for retail, not for food service, but for e-commerce specifically. So you mentioned disruption. There's a couple of brands right now that are setting up these packaging starter kits where you pay a little bit more upfront for a subscription service where you initially receive a durable package, say a spray bottle for your kitchen sink, whatever that might be. Now you've got this beautiful, durable, and reusable packages that are just refillable over time.
Before we turn on the microphone, you were talking to me about PACX, which I guess is going to be in September. And I wonder what you're expecting to see on the convention floor, that big packaging expo, as all y'all and the rest of us start, fingers crossed, to come out of this pandemic.
Yeah, it's PACK Expo Las Vegas in late September. I think what we've seen is packaging was too efficient. Everything was done just in time. Everything was done without having to keep inventory. I think one of the big lessons learned for brands is that they need to build a little slack into the system to be able to withstand some of these shocks. At the same time, I think you've had a lot of pent-up innovation because brands have been just struggling to keep up. I think we're going to see a lot going forward at PACK Expo about packages that are optimized for their specific channel instead of one package fits all. So watching that come together over the coming years is going to be interesting as well.
Right. Matt Reynolds, he's at Packaging World. He's an editor there. Matt, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai. I really had fun.